Et si en réalité, tout allait bien ? Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Ah, Arthur, Vasco, asseyez-vous.
Hi guys, welcome.
Hi. Hello, thank you for having us.
No, sorry, I was going to say we're going to switch in English because we have an American with us today.
Yeah.
And a French? You French? Yes.
Born in New York.
You're from New York?
He's born in New York, he's Arthur.
But I've lived in France my whole life.
Ah, I see.
Donc Arthur est parisien, c'est un habitué des chambrères, de Radio Marée, autres expériences radiophoniques que j'ai pu mener. C'était un bon comparse de fête. On a eu une grande expérience à DAO que tu connais, qui était donc cet événement russe à Paris où le soft power russe s'était étalé au cœur de la ville. Expérience dingue, vous pouvez retrouver des écrits en ligne. Et donc Arthur a vécu un confinement à Paris. On en parlera après, donc un tour autour du monde presque avec toi, Vasco.
So Vasco, when did you come back to France recently?
I just came back into the country last week.
How is it in LA? How is it going in LA?
LA is it's still a beautiful sunny place with a very bizarre sense of precaution.
Right. So I heard that you guys are doing some sort of like a drive-in vaccine thing. Like people can just drive in and get vaccine over there. Is that true?
Yeah. You're not allowed to leave your car when you move to Los Angeles. You have to stay in the car, so everything is drive-in.
You can't walk around?
No.
What?
Drive-in movies, drive-in burgers, drive-in school.
There's no way you can walk around the streets.
No.
I can't. So let's say I'm living just next to my friend. I can't just walk to his house.
No, but you can. You wouldn't be. You'd be driving next to your friend.
That's true. That's LA. Yeah. Pour ceux qui sont pas à LA, LA c'est une ville hyper étendue et hyper énorme. Donc pour en fait faire deux pas d'une maison à une autre, vous prendre sa voiture pendant une demi-heure, voire plus si vous avez les bouchons.
C'est une forme de transhumanisme quelque part. Ils sont devenus leur voiture, espèce de cuirasse, de forteresse autour de soi, ce qu'on appelle une armure. Voilà, ils sont armés dans leur voiture. But what about your last year? Because you didn't stay only in San Francisco. What did you do last year?
It's LA.
It is LA. But okay. I spent last year in Paris.
Okay.
I spent last year in Paris in mostly the 18th.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So your last year was in Paris?
Yeah, in confinement.
Okay, so when were you in Los Angeles?
All of March.
Ah, so 1 month. You spent 1 month. So let's start by the Parisian experience first. How did you experience Paris?
Oh, wow. How did I experience Paris?
While it was closed everywhere.
Well, the first 6 months I was living in Belleville, and Belleville became a village, and that was really sweet. And then, you know, the sugar coating has slowly faded from the candy that is Paris, and now we're stuck with some weird little dirty thing inside that's a little bit gray and muggy, and everyone's a little bit dirtier and a little bit tired, and I think we're all ready for the summertime.
Yeah, this is a question we have when it's all gonna explode but it's gonna be later on. But so the city, did you know Paris before this year in Paris?
Yes. I've known Paris.
Okay.
I got to know Paris as a city before the pandemic.
Okay, so you can make the difference between both.
Yes.
So what did you do? Did you respect the rules?
Yes. For the most part, I've been pretty respectful of the rules, you know, the occasional dinner here and there, but we've been in our apartment in Paris.
Were you living on your own?
I live with my girlfriend.
Okay, so you were not alone during the thing. That's good.
No, unfortunately, neither of us tried to commit suicide, so we're lucky there.
No, it's fine.
It's a good thing.
When you're two, it's easier, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to maybe you could kill each other.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say.
Did you think about that?
Killing my girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about that.
So
maybe she thought about it, but she hasn't told me.
It was a kind of test for the couples.
Yeah.
This lockdown.
How long can you survive locked in a room full of knives?
How much square meters is your flat?
Around 36, 37.
Ah, so it's small. It's tight.
Yeah.
Two rooms. Okay, so you can survive. So we have Arthur, because Arthur stood in Paris too.
Effectivement, oui.
How was your experience? Comment était ton expérience à Paris avant qu'on revienne à Los Angeles?
Ça m'a permis de m'exiler, de réfléchir vis-à-vis de la vie. J'ai surtout dédié tout mon temps à écrire un livre sur comment la psychédélie peut changer le monde, qui est apparu. Ça s'appelle L'abécédaire des confinés. Il a été vendu à 3000 exemplaires et il n'y en a plus maintenant, mais voilà, il est out of stock.
Tu peux nous faire une lettre à la volée ?
Oui, enfin, c'est sur le principe de l'immanence et comment la psilocybine, de plein de manières, et je décris à travers le livre comment on peut
voyager
internement, le psyché interne, mais ça peut aussi changer les liens du mycélium de la Terre. On peut régénérer plein de choses. Donc c'est formidable, mais je vais pas m'attarder sur le sujet, j'ai écrit un livre dessus. Donc,
mais t'as une lettre à nous proposer de ton abécédaire ?
J'ai plus le livre, les 3000 exemplaires sont partis, je peux t'envoyer le PDF.
T'as tout oublié du coup, tu me l'as envoyé déjà, assez impressionnant.
Voilà, donc c'est ça. J'ai
tu sens le mec qui est resté bien seul chez lui, qui gratte quoi, qui a sculpté sur ses feuilles le texte quoi.
Voilà, c'est ça, beaucoup de champignons et beaucoup d'écriture, et de musique.
Alors est-ce que tu as réussi à t'en dégoûter des champignons, parce qu'on a l'expérience de nos amis en couple qui sont passés mardi, Thomas et Sophia, qui ont mangé trop de champignons, donc ils en sont dégoûtés carrément.
Ah non, ça fait 20 ans, ça, j'adore.
Tu fais gaffe, quoi.
Ouais.
Voilà, si vous prenez des champignons, ne prenez pas trop, parce que parfois vous en dégoûtez. Ça arrive, c'est un peu dommage. Je vous rappelle que ce produit est interdit dans notre pays. Absolument. Donc il y a un moment, tu es parti quand même, parce que tu as un petit appartement. Tu as décidé de fuir, parce que nos quatre points, c'est résilience, résistance, dépression, fuite. Il y a un moment, tu as décidé de partir.
Bah, physiquement, je suis parti en Grèce avec l'ami Vasco.
Your previous conversation brings us to a good little tangent. I did lie to you. We did actually go to Greece when it was legal to travel to Greece. We did not sneak into the country, but we went with an archaeologist, Lex Nexus, and spent about a couple weeks sailing through the Cyclades into the North Aegean, where we followed him on a hunt for Terra Lemnos, which is an ancient clay lost to humanity. And at our last day of possibility for looking, we found some writings that said that the clay would be two shots of an arrow away from a church. And so we scoured the land looking for this, and darkness fell upon us. And I was a bit cold and nervous, and definitely the biggest baby of the bunch, but they insisted we persevere. And finally, after a few hours searching in darkness, after 2 weeks really searching in darkness, we found a rock, and in this rock was a small door, covered by branches and leaves and trees, and we removed the porthole, and Lex pulled his sleeves up to his shoulders and reached in to the earth. Almost like he was giving birth to some creature. And he started pulling out and pulling out and pulling out the earth until it was pure. And it was this Terra Lemnos. Arthur reached in and pulled it, and they said, "Come on, Vasco, it's your time. You reach in, touch the earth, you know, feel this connection to you know, our history." And I said, "No, I don't need it, because this earth is to heal, you know." And I said, "I have no pains, you know. I have nothing that needs healing. I would feel wrong to do this." And immediately, something happened, and I fell down the hillside, almost like the island was saying, you know, "I'll give you something to." You know, to heard about.
That was a sign. A Greek sign.
It was.
An ancient one.
A sign from the ancestral time.
There's also something that we've never discussed with anyone about this trip. That came about at a very particular moment. When we left a civilization on an old island, Samothraki. An island where supposedly it was... what's his name? The god of the sea.
Poseidon.
Poseidon apparently watched the Battle of Troy from the top of Samothraki, and Alexander the Great's parents met during a night mystery ritual. And the three of us were up. We decided to, you know, get away from everybody and go camping for a night. And Arthur has a tendency to be a goat when he's on a mountain and to wander as dangerously and far off and quickly as he can. Which, like I said, I was the baby of the group, so I would always go, "Oh no, you know, something's gonna happen to
he's
Arthur.
He's gonna die.
I'm gonna, you know, the first time I meet his mother will be telling her that her son's dead on some mountain somewhere,
looking like a goat.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
I'm back.
Definitely smelling like one. But and we were all sort of split up for a moment because Arthur decided to search for something. I don't remember what it was. It was something he dropped and was nervous about, and he decided to run off and as the sun was setting, and we had no idea where he was. And we were looking and calling for him, and then
we looked up
to... Exactly.
Arthur!
And up in the sky was sort of like a floating pyramid. And all of a sudden we all came running into the moonlight together, and we saw this floating pyramid with three lights, and it was twisting very slowly. And this is at the point when the Turkish Air Force was getting a bit aggressive in Armenia and flexing in front of Greece a little, so we thought, oh, maybe it's a fighter plane. But then the clouds parted, and the moonlight hit it, and we realized it was this giant ship in the sky, and it was twisting slowly. And of course, Arthur takes off running, saying, what did you say? It's time, they're here.
Do you have a light, man?
Oh, yeah. unfortunately, I held him back from joining the unidentified flying object, but... It's something that we'll carry with us always.
Vous aussi, vous êtes seul, vous ne vivez que des expériences qui consistent à compter le nombre de murs que vous avez autour de vous. Bien sachez qu'il y a des explorateurs, des gens qui décident de fuir, qui vivent des expériences intenses. Ils quittent la ville pour se recharger et mieux revenir en ville. Arthur et Vasco sont avec nous. Et ils restent avec nous.